Switch everything off.
Don't switch it off.
No, sorry, the iTunes running. And TweetDeck, because I don't want that going bleep every time.
It's a horrible noise.
It is. That doesn't sound too much better either.
Good. We're good now. Don't worry. It's good. It's cleared.
Remember everything. This is it. This. I've started recording.
I've started
We're
now
just
as well.
Say ourselves then.
No, we don't need to do that. Let's just wing it. That's the entire theme of this episode is winging it.
Well, fuck it. Let's get going then.
What is that you have, fool?
Alcohol. I'm going to need it to get through this one.
Nah, this one will be fine. Who's setting the alarm? Who's setting the timer?
Wait, right, I got one, because I got a good ringtone of mine. Shall I go in?
Yeah, go for it. What are we timing? What are we saying?
So you said an hour, didn't you? An hour.
Keep it to an hour, will we? Yeah.
An hour.
All right, you ready?
That's it. Once an hour's up, whatever. That's it. End.
That's it. Yeah. All right, you ready?
Do it.
Three, go.
Welcome to Lethal Watching.
Woo!
Episode 30. We should probably have been
Happy
doing
birthday,
something.
Jared.
Well, yes, my birthday
Happy
episode.
Birthday,
my,
Jared.
My 30th birthday episode on and the 30th episode. Could it have been
planned? Oh, is your actual 30th?
Well, it's not my actual... It is my 30th birthday, yeah. Celebrations! Hair.
See, I came prepared.
Oh, man. Thanks, Martin. it's actually my 30th birthday on the 30th episode.
Oh, congratulations, you old man.
Yes. How old are you, Phil?
A bit older than you.
Yeah. What are you, Martin? 12?
Yeah, Martin's about 12.
I'm 12.
So, has your alarm gone off yet? No?
No.
So 30th episode, 30th birthday. We probably should have done something a bit more... celebrating.
This was your idea, Jared. It's your birthday episode. It's your decision.
And my decision was nothing.
All right, well, I've been begging on Twitter for topics, and we got a first one.
But you've actually done some sort of prep.
Well, no, about 2 seconds before the podcast.
All right. I did something just came to me about something to talk about just randomly there. But you will. Well, if you've had some general.
It's from a young man by the name of MIDI2304.
MIDI2304.
A young fella like him's doing awake this time of night. All he put was spoof/parody movies. That's it.
Spoof/parodies.
Yeah.
But that's all the shit ones, like all the epic movies and all that crap, isn't it?
Are we going to say there's only three good parody films?
Naked Gun, Airplane,
Hot Shots,
is that?
Oh, technically four, Hot Shots, Pot Deux.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. All the rest are rubbish, agreed?
Okay,
well, that's that topic done.
Yeah.
Right, move on.
Thanks for that.
Take a note of that. There are only four good parody films. There we go, written that down.
And I've just seen Martin's photo of his picture.
Oh yes.
I've just seen Martin's photo of his picture.
Photo of his picture, that
which
sounds
it looks
sweet.
Like Darth Vader's drinking.
Yes.
Oh.
Because me and Martin are getting drunk, aren't we? But Jared isn't because he's, I don't know, Irish.
Yeah, I don't actually drink.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I think I've got used. You know what happened? It just kind of happened, and then I just sort of got used to not having hangovers, and and got used to waking up and not feeling dead inside, and having a sore head and ready to puke and feeling every joint in my body aching, and just got used.
All
to
right,
it.
Dr. G Fresh, yeah. Jesus.
It's a good feeling.
Christ! Good
feeling, man. Embrace the teetotaler.
Yeah, I thought knowing a doctor would be like knowing Doc Brown from Back to the Future, but it's
Marty!
Not. Hey, Marty!
We should have just done the episode in voices. So,
Doc still
Brown,
time.
Patrick Stewart, Martin.
Number one.
Make it so. What I was actually going to talk about, which just came to me beforehand, was Community, because I've blithered on about it quite a lot recently.
Is that a film, is it?
No, it's that TV series that I was talking about.
How does that count, then?
Well, because basically, if you'd watched it, you'd know how it counts. Basically, Community is, like, possibly one of the most awesome TV shows I've ever seen, and it's as if somebody sat down and went, I wonder what kind of TV show Jared Boyle would like to watch. And then they made it. Because literally, Community is just like everything that you can think of. It's like, for instance, there was a recent zombie episode that spoof like action films. They spoof, like, it's always every episode is almost continuously like some sort of spoof of a film or like a genre, and it's got Chevy Chase in it. So, you know, what else do you want?
Is it good, Chevy Chase, though?
It's good, Chevy Chase. It is good, Chevy Chase. Yes, it is good, Chevy
Chase. Because he's not had a good run of things for the past, or what, 30 years?
Oh, no, this is...
It's a very different Chevy Chase. I've seen the first two episodes.
Evil Chevy Chase.
Evil Chevy Chase.
Well, it's most...
Evil Chase.
Well, no, actually, he starts off just a bit sort of stupid, and then he actually genuinely gets sort of quite evil as it goes on. And like,
proper evil.
Yeah, like really twisting and like sort of really starts to mess with people's minds and stuff, just like on purpose, just because he can.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really, really evil. It's it's really good. I mean, like, for instance, well, like, there's only been the two series of it, and we basically blasted through all two series within like about a week or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like,
is Chevy Chase as good as he is in Memoirs of an Invisible Man?
Better.
Oh,
better.
Really?
He's not.
Oh, is that even possible?
He's not Clark Griswold good, but he's definitely Invisible Man better. Definitely,
film,
definitely. Phil, you gotta get on it. You gotta watch it.
Oh no, you see like so much.
And
like
it also has the guy from the guy who was in the Chinese guy from the Hangover films.
That's racist.
And like, you can clearly see what happened. Obviously, I think
thought it was him. Yeah,
the Hangover.
Bradley Cooper.
No. I can't even remember his name in the Hangover films, but clearly I think he's in this in the first series, and then I think the Hangover maybe came out as they were making the first series or something like that, because his role in the second series is just like escalated. Like, he's just so much more in it, and he's so funny because he's so evil. He's called Senior Chang, and he's like a Chinese Spanish teacher. And
oh, you need to see the first episode
just,
for that.
And he's just so bad to them, and he's just so evil. And then he just goes through this phase where he replaces every word with Chang. So like, you just got changed, and I'm gonna chang you. And it's just so funny. And like, the main guy in it, basically, it's about this guy. He's like a lawyer. They find out that he's faked his law degree. And so he has to go back to college to, like, get, I don't know how the American system works, whatever, he has to do points or things to do it. So he goes to community college. And basically, from what I can gather, community college is basically, like, well, I don't know how you would use it. It's like sort of like a...
I'd say night school kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a college where sort of people who have maybe done stuff and go back to school. It, from what I can gather, it's less prestigious than if you just went to like a university or a college. That's the kind of general impression you get it. And so he basically meets up. He tries to get it off with this girl, and so he creates this fake study group. But then it becomes like a real study group, and it's sort of like there's like this guy, and he's basically autistic, I think, isn't he? His name's Abed, and he basically is like always all about movies, video games. He like basically like recreates them inside movies in his head and all this kind of stuff.
Kind of like us, really.
Yeah, I mean, literally, if you watch it, it's just like, it's like the TV series. It's as if someone sat down and literally wrote a TV series for me or you. It is brilliant, and it's just so funny, and it's one of these kind of, it's a sitcom, so it's like, you know, these 20-minute sort of episode type things, but they're just so good, they're just so brilliant. And actually your guy, Richard Ayoade, you know, from
It Crowd,
Boss from IT Crowd,
It Crowd and stuff like that, isn't that him? Yeah, he's like, you know, he's directed episodes. Jay Chandrasekhar, who's like from the, what do you call them, Broken Monkey or something like that.
The people like, behind, was it Super Troopers?
Super Troopers and stuff like that. He's directed like a whole load of episodes, and Justin Lin, the guy who's done like a lot of the recent Fast and Furious films, it's like directed episodes. I think it is pretty big. I mean, there's been two series, and they're going to get a third series.
Yeah.
So I think it's doing pretty well, and it is. It's really, really funny. And if you haven't watched it, Phil, you have no excuse, man. It's got Chevy Chase.
But my excuse is that me not watching it will annoy you.
This is true.
That's rubbish.
It's worth seeing though. It is worth seeing. But the thing is, when I watched it, because I've seen the first two episodes recently, there were two things that went through my head. First thing that went through my head was, oh my god, that's David Baddiel's brother, thinking, what the hell is he doing in this? And the second thing is, every time I saw Chevy Chase, I kept on thinking, that's Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
That's Chevy Chase.
But if
that's Chevy Chase.
If you do keep watching it, if you do keep watching it, he does actually become less, oh, that's Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Because he's so evil as he gets on, and you don't think of Chevy Chase as being sort of that bad.
He's made me think that I want another. They should do another vacation movie as him being like a granddad.
No, role. They shouldn't. They should.
Oh, yeah, as a granddad role. Like, imagine him as a granddad with like a little kid. He'd like lose him in crap. It'd be brilliant.
It'd be kind of rubbish.
But that's. I mean, it's just not a lot to say about it. But really, if nobody's watched it yet, I think really check it out, because it is that good.
You remember from our Vietnam special, Ryan was on, he mentioned the film The Green Berets, and no one heard of.
Yeah.
I'm actually watching it on 5 USA right now. And you know who just wandered up as a Vietnamese soldier?
Who?
George Takei.
Ah, hold on. Let me get the, where's the doodad?
He's not on the screen anymore, though.
Where's the ticker button? Buttons.
See, the correct phrase to use would be, my God.
My God.
Sulu, what are you? There he is.
Hi, Phil.
What channel was
five,
that?
5 USA.
Oh, it's John Wayne.
It is John Wayne talking. There he is.
Ah, John Wayne.
He's called Trap.
When was that made? 1968? Man. Your guy kind of looks like Bruce Willis.
Apparently, he could go the Tribbles episode because he was filming this.
Ah, really? John Wayne.
Oh, here we go. We have some impressions now.
Well, hello there, partner. My name's John Wayne.
Get off your tank and drink your milk.
Should never brought this up now, because we got stuck down another Jared Boyle impression alleyway.
Alleyway.
A dark it's place to go down. So what's your favourite Chevy Chase film?
Probably National Lampoon's Vacation, European Vacation, or Christmas Vacation, probably, I would say.
Yeah, I'd have to go with one of the vacation films, but that's a difficult one. Because I always find Chevy Chase just to be like, like kind of alright, not brilliant. Not like Bill Murray.
That's got him and Bill Murray. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
No. Do you know what? Actually, do you know what? Scratch that. I completely forgot about it. It's got to be Three Amigos.
Ooh. Oh yes. Actually,
it's got to be Three Amigos. Yeah.
That's got to be Three Amigos.
Yeah, gotta be Three Amigos. I don't know why it didn't pop up straight away, but it's gotta be Three Amigos, yeah.
Well, it's the last time him and Steve Martin were really funny, wasn't it?
He did Christmas Vacation after.
Is that funny, though, or is that just Christmassy?
It's... No, I'm going to say funny. Tell you what, it's no Vegas Vacation. Have you seen that?
I saw it on a shelf once, and I kind of
God.
Ran away in the other direction.
Woof. That's pretty bad, let me tell
See,
you.
See, that's
that.
Why I don't want another one, because I just don't think they can come back to that magic. The kind of the writing
realize.
Is that kind of film just doesn't exist anymore.
He did the Chevy Chase Show, an American late night talk show in 1993, which
that
was cancelled after 5 weeks.
Oof. Oof, Chevy.
That ain't good, Chevy.
See, since he stopped the drugs, Chevy Chase is no longer funny. He needs to be on the cocaine.
Really? Well, still, it was the 80s. I think they all did, didn't they?
Well, Williams
hasn't done a massive amount of stuff, really, I suppose, because he did kind of hit the wilderness.
Very early, didn't he?
Yeah. But
was he kind of like... Because Caddyshack is one of my favourite in the genre that I like to call the cool guy sticking it to the man films.
Yeah.
Which you don't get anymore
sticking
either.
The Dean. Sticking it to the Dean.
You don't get those anymore. Why don't you get those films anymore? Like Revenge of the Nerds or... Porkies.
Actually, that's
we get
true.
The gross out comedies. We don't get the cool guy sticking it to the man or Animal House.
Yeah,
you see.
Well, Old School. Would you put that as kind of? That's probably.
I'd say that's like the last,
school, probably
the last
one
of those kind
of
films.
The most recent one.
Do they stick it to the man in that film?
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. Yeah.
Have you not seen Old School, Phil?
I think so. I only saw it once.
Oh, it's
worth the only Will Ferrell film I like is Anchorman.
Talladega Nights? We were talking about that today, actually.
Talladega Nights isn't bad. Did you watch?
It's definitely no Anchorman, but it's pretty.
The only good bit in that is when he's got him like in the arm lock on the pool table, and trying to make him say that he likes crepes.
And you don't
like
him in Stranger Than Fiction.
I haven't seen that. That's the kind of semi-serious one, isn't it?
Semi-serious, yeah. Oh,
that's worth a watch. That really is worth a watch.
I'll probably watch that because that's like his version of Punch Drunk Love, isn't it? The Adam Sandler film.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed. It was good. It wasn't, you know.
Have any of you seen Step Brothers?
I have. Yes, it's good.
I like that. I've got to say,
actually, it's good too.
That's a joint favourite with Anchorman for
We really like Step Brothers, actually, because we really love the. We always used to just find the trailer hilarious and then. Yeah, just really, really liked liked it too. It's because I never ever used to think of your guy, John C. Reilly as like a comedy actor because I think the first thing I saw him in was Magnolia, and
it's not a comedy turn.
It's
in
not
that,
a
is it?
Comedy at all. And
you see, I saw him first in Boogie Nights, which is kind of like a very, very obscure comedy.
No, Magnolia was the very first thing I seen him in, and thought he was a serious actor.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not in the slightest. He's actually a comedy actor, really, more than anything else. I mean, he's pretty good, but he's had some duds. Have you seen that Walk
Hard?
Hard or whatever?
No, I've not seen that.
I was so disappointed with that film. I thought it was going to be the best thing that I've ever seen. And then it was just like...
It really wasn't.
I think I sat and went, ha. At one point, and that was about it, and it was kind of like the rest of it. I was just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's one film too far, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean...
It's supposed to kind of... Because you've also got Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby, and Dewey Cox story, War Card.
Yeah.
That's the same kind of thing, thematic title-y thing.
I think something that really made him, though, was the appearance on Tim and Eric as...
Yeah.
What was that doctor name? Dr. Steve, was it?
Steve Brule.
Steve Brule, that's right. And he's brilliant in that.
It's just the way, it's just so odd.
He was good in the Beastie Boys video that came out recently with him.
That was genius.
the old Beastie Boys versus the young Beastie Boys.
I still haven't sat down to watch that. The thing.
Watch it now, then, Jared.
The thing with Danny McBride and all in it. Is it that one?
Yeah, Jack Black's in it.
Evans in it. Will Ferrell's in it as well.
There's loads in it, isn't there?
Like Susan Sarandon, one of their mothers and stuff.
Yeah, and she looks really good still for her age.
I must watch that.
Susan.
Susan
and Tim. Is she still going out with Tim Robbins?
I think she's married to him.
Because Phil, you've not seen which sort of Tim Robbins kind of segues into. You've not seen Green Lantern yet, have you? See, we can't really talk about it, I suppose, can we? Because I don't really. But there's no spoilers. But
spoilers?
No spoilers. No spoilers. But it's got a pretty bit of a critical drop, and I can't figure out why.
I think, you know what, I was thinking about this earlier. I think it's because it's released too late. They held off too long, and they let all the anticipation build up and build up and build up, and I think they should have released it out far, far quicker. They should have released it last Christmas.
It's the concept of the Green Lantern is a bit too much of a stretch for a mainstream movie audience and reviewers.
But I think that's... Do you know what, though? This is one of the things that annoys me about sort of critics and things like that, because clearly the people who have made it have thought that as well, and that's why primarily it's pretty much based on Earth.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no way they could go full-on Oa space style without people kind of probably sitting going, what the hell am I watching? And then so critics are kind of giving off going, oh, there's not enough space and not enough this and not enough that, but... Clearly, if it was completely set in space, which, you know, there's no harm in space movies do well, Star Wars, stuff like that.
It would be the last Starfighter, wouldn't it, effectively?
Yeah, but, you know, this is, as you say, Green Lantern, although, well, probably is known, is a completely unknown quantity for...
It's more unknown than Iron Man was, and Thor was,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then even when you think about Iron Man, I mean, Iron Man, a guy in a massive iron suit, but it's sort of quite grounded...
It's quite an easy concept to get your head around, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they did the same with Thor. I suppose, though, Thor's pretty 50-50 split as to whether it's Earth and
Asgard.
Asgard.
You see that, Thor's almost better when it's in Asgard, because those scenes have got like an air of craziness that...
We were talking about afterwards, me and the wife, about what... Like, which one did we prefer out of... Because we were thinking, well, what would... This is... We've seen Green Lantern, we've seen Thor, and we've seen X-Men. And, you know, there's been a lot of sort of stuff about X-Men, about people saying, oh, you know, it's a superhero movie, but you can't include the Holocaust and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you...
And then there's Thor, and people saying, "Oh, Thor on Earth, blah blah blah, it's rubbish." And then people in Green Lantern, and we kind of—I actually think I probably enjoyed Thor out of all three the most.
Yeah.
However, I do think that from the general impression I'm getting, Captain America is probably going to blow them all.
Yeah.
Have you seen
the latest trailer for the Harry Potter film? The Harry Potter Part 7B?
It's pretty damn...
Well, you see, there's a bit in the trailer, There's a bit in the trailer, though, that makes you think, A, that I don't remember reading about that, and that's that bit where him and Voldemort jumps off the roof, like, let's finish this how we began, Tom. And it was like, oh, and I don't remember that ever happening.
Well, I haven't read the books. I'm one of these people.
Apparently, there's a deleted scene there where he grabs me and he goes, "Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!"
Yeah, but I'm one of these people who haven't read the books, and I'm not going to until I've seen all the films. I'm going to keep them separate.
Well, the bit where he kills him, he gets the wand and he looks at him and he goes,
"Shoves it up his ass."
It's been revoked, and then he hits him with it.
So that's basically how it is. I'm your father. That's the killer.
Sticks it up his ass and goes...
And then Godzilla comes in and blows the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
But I love Godzilla. Why isn't there any good... Why can't you buy Godzilla films in the UK?
Why can't you?
I just want a box set of all the Godzilla films.
Does no one make
Why is that so hard?
Who's it? Is that Toei, isn't it? Or Godzilla? Yeah. Do they just not have European distributors or...
Look at this, Godzilla into Amazon. First thing that comes up is the fucking American remake.
Oh, that shit.
What, isn't there,
I was
isn't
so
there,
disappointed
not?
By the film.
Are they not currently making a new Godzilla?
Apparently, the fella behind Monsters is directing it.
Yeah.
But tickles then, me in places.
So
like,
what are they going to have? Are they going to have like Godzilla just randomly wandering about in the background and then maybe appearing for like 2 minutes at the end and then that's it? Because that's essentially what happens in Monsters.
Monsters is a good film.
Not enough monsters for my liking.
What is Monsters?
And the main guy. And the main guy is a bit irritating. He kind of was like a knockoff Skeet Ulrich.
Monsters, Martin, is a film that came out last year with it's like after some monsters have invaded the Earth, and they're kind of in Mexico, and some fella's got to get his boss's daughter from somewhere in Mexico through the infected zone back to America. And it's really good. It's like a road movie. It's really good. The guy filmed it with like, I don't know, what's it like, £18,000. Did all the special effects on his laptop in his bedroom.
Can I just ask anyone? Is anyone else watching this Penn and Teller thing on ITV?
No, I'm not.
What the hell?
Christ Almighty, you're a serial channel flick. You were watching Green Beret earlier. I'm still on Green Beret.
You just missed that. What the heck? What was that? What just happened there? That was amazing.
This is good podcast material right now, Jared.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. Sorry. You know, this is.
Look at Jonathan Ross's beard.
Wow, Penn and Teller of age.
Not the actual. I saw him at Kapow. He did not have the under chin thing going.
That was pretty amusing. I quite like the fact that he's he looks like he's just like a barrel with a head on him now. Jonathan Ross.
He's going for the Tony Stark, isn't he? That's what he's.
Yeah, he's overshot. That he's heading towards Pharma quite dangerously.
this Penn and Teller show is like basically these magicians have to try and fool Penn and Teller as to how they've done it.
Fool Penn and Teller.
And
I tweeted earlier a rather funny tweet, and that was.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How funny was it?
It was very funny. I was just telling Penn and Teller fool us. I said I will be watching that. Mission accomplished. Because I was not intending on watching it, therefore fooling them.
What were you talking? We're talking about Philip Monsters, yeah. That monster. Monsters. I expected more. I get that it's maybe supposed to be maybe slightly more arty or low. You know, there's lower in budget and things like this. But I don't know. I expected more monsters, and that's you know. I think I was expecting Evolution. I think.
Good Googa Mooga.
Googly Moogly.
So was Monsters as like a knee jerk reaction to the whole Cloverfield thing? Because you know when that was launched, watch this.
It's got a similar kind of vibe to District 9 in that it's kind of like handheldy kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, District 9 was brilliant though.
Based in real life type thing.
Yeah. But I hope Monster movies come back, because obviously if they do that Godzilla film, then Guillermo del Toro's doing that. Is it Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim. No, that's...
Which sounds good and sexy.
He's had to make big changes to that, I think, hasn't he? Because of the tsunami in Japan and things like that, I think. Because it was originally going to be based in
Japan. How disappointing is that?
Japan, but...
It's like some kind of gigantic earthquake in Japan and a nuclear power plant becomes like overpowered. And no giant monsters are created.
Come on now, Phil.
Just saying. Well, did you see? Oh, I'm going to have to find the name of the squad who was firing water on the. It was like the Hyper Team Rescue Squad. Seriously, that's the actual name. Was hosing the power plant down.
Oh, I love that.
It's the Hyper Team Rescue Squad.
I'm typing that into Google. Hyper Team Rescue Squad. Actually, you're right. You know, Hyper Rescue Team.
That's it, Hyper Rescue Team.
That's because Japan is...
Yeah! The Hyper Rescue Team.
If they can have a Hyper Rescue Team, why can't they have like giant monsters and robots? Why? Why not? Why? Why? Why?
Why? Why don't they just send in the mechs to clean it up?
Exactly! They got a Gundam robot there. A giant life-size Gundam robot as a statue, which I really want to see.
We need dinosaur power now!
Dinosaur power.
That's his flute.
I
pity him with his flute.
What? I mean, Martin, you've probably seen the same three I have. Have you? X-Men.
I have, yes. Thor, Green Lantern, and X-Men. And that's a very difficult decision because I thought was okay. And Green Lantern was okay, and X-Men, you know what, I'd rate them all on the same level. I probably will buy them all on DVD, but they were better around, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What I would say about Green Lantern is I really enjoyed it, but it didn't blow me away phenomenally. Like, it didn't make me go, like something like Iron Man did, or...
It's definitely a good film, better than most, and it's very funny in some parts as well, but there, it's not breathtaking, as you say. It's not like you when you watch this film you'll come out differently, you know, like when I saw Spider-Man, that blew me away, I tell you that much. For the first time in the cinema, it was like, wow,
holy shit.
Yeah,
I don't remember being that blown away by Spider-Man. It was good. Spider-Man really? 2 was good.
No, yeah, I think I was.
But it wasn't like when I walked out of the Matrix for the first time, and it really felt like things had changed, like things are going to be different now, kind of feeling.
And then the disappointment set in.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
No, we've already went there. We went there. No, I did.
Dark
I
place.
Did quite enjoy. I did find Spider-Man quite.
I did really enjoy it, but I didn't feel, you know, it wasn't like a game changer for me. It wasn't like a film I walked out and was like, good Googa Mugga. It wasn't like that, you know.
I would say game changer films for me, definitely The Matrix.
Yeah.
Probably Fellowship of the Ring was kind of a game changer. Toy Story 2 was.
What about Beowulf?
No, Beowulf wasn't there. A game changer. I know that.
Sure?
I know that I expected Superman Returns to be a game changer, and yet it wasn't.
It really, really wasn't.
It really, really.
How about
wasn't.
Ang Lee's Hulk?
Not a game changer.
You see, I quite like that because it was, in a way, a game changer compared to the way that other comic book films had been done at the time.
Well, it
kind
was...
of broke away from the leather jumpsuits and the jackets and the kind of embraced the comic book style and did the kind of weird.
The panels,
cut scenes and the panel, and all the comic panel, the panel book stuff. Oh, it was good. It was a hoot.
To be honest with you, it's so hard to think. I can't even think of any. You know, I think it's hard to really.
I said Little Mermaid.
I actually think
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Little Mermaid.
Don't laugh. Little Mermaid. Change costumes.
Well, I was going to say Little Mermaid, but Aladdin. Aladdin was probably a good.
Aladdin was brilliant.
Me. Aladdin was. What else? I mean, I'm trying to think of things that have.
I'd say Orp, you know. Orp was just amazing.
Wally for me probably was more so because.
You know, until that point, I never actually realised what Up was going to be called in the North. Oop.
Oop. No.
What do you mean? Are you taking the piss at me?
A little bit. Oop. 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 Oop.
I'd actually say Wally for me was more of a game changer up that
Wally.
Point. That first 20 minutes.
Wally?
Wally?
Lad, come by, lad. Come in for yourself,
Aladdin.
Wally?
The Little Aladdin. Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Oop. Making myself laugh now.
You know what? I saw something earlier, actually. I saw something earlier which has, like, Nottingham colloquialisms, and I'll post that on Twitter once we finish, and then you can see how we talk.
Speaking of Nottingham...
Yes.
How are you getting the Dark Knight Rises film then?
I know. Woolerton Hall. Right. And the only thing, I think that's like some kind of extension on Wayne Manor or something like that.
They're using two separate halls, aren't they?
Yeah. Woolerton Hall is like a stately museum, if you will. It's like old stuff. And they have like their own private grounds. And I know that the entire Woolerton Park, which obviously surrounds there, has been closed off for a certain period of time. When I first heard that Batman was being filmed there, I just thought, oh, that's just pish, it's probably something else. But no, apparently everyone's saying it is, so I thought, awesome.
We had the Christmas special of Doctor Who with the Cybermen filmed in Gloucester.
See, I'd get more excited about that.
It's Cybermen, David Tennant was there and all
David
sorts.
Tennant?
Yeah.
I can never meet David Tennant.
I stole him.
I don't know if anything's filmed in Birmingham recently. I know that where I'm from originally, Downpatrick... Brendan Fraser was there filming some sort of film because everybody was like posting all these photos on Facebook. It was kind of like, okay, Brendan
Fraser. You lose.
Huh?
You lose Brendan Fraser. We got The Dark Knight, you know, Christopher Nolan, epic film. I've got David Tennant at Doctor Who. Yeah. Yeah. You've got Brendan Fraser.
And, of course, Leap Year.
And, well, where was Leap Year filmed?
Oh, probably.
Don't think it was filmed in Ireland.
It was probably filmed in Jersey.
The Isle of Man, close enough.
Yeah.
Same thing, isn't it? Let's be honest.
They probably landed and thought, oh, this is the same place. Iceland.
Oh, it's green. You there, boy. You Irish. Huh? Bill.
I do lose. Yeah. But I can't even think of anything. But will you... I mean, I think Batman... Those Batman films, I think that's quite hard to kind of get down and see what's going on, is it?
Oh, yeah, you won't get a chance of... If I go, I've not get a chance of seeing anything.
Do you know what? Speaking of Nottingham, what about Robin Hood films, eh? What about that Robin Hood film?
Actually, I'm glad you raised this, actually, because that was a Robin Hood film. Utter bollocks!
Wasn't it?
It was shit.
You know what? All I could think of when I was watching that new Robin Hood film was, why isn't this Robin Hood Prince of Thieves?
I know.
I will take Kevin Costner's American accent and, you know, just the fact that it's a bit daft over that other Robin Hood film, which was just dull.
I was so close to watching it. And his accent
was good, though.
Yeah, his accent. Remember where he went off him against some boys or some reporter?
On Radio 2, yeah.
He was, where is your accent from? It was like Irish, Scottish, English, just
Australian.
All over the stuff. Yeah.
It's, and, hello, mate, it's Robin Hood.
Factually as well, it was wrong. It was wrong as well, because they were saying, like, Robin Hood comes from Lancaster. And,
so if you come from Nottingham, do you have instinctive knowledge about Robin Hood kind of ingrained into your body?
Pretty much. As in, we had museums, like, there was an old museum, which is closed now, unfortunately, called The Tales of Robin Hood. And I swear, every summer holiday, I used to go on there, and it was brilliant. And we've obviously got Nottingham Castle, which is now kind of like a glorified museum. Yeah. And we've got the statue of Robin Hood, which is awesome.
You see, it's good that you kind of local things that are supported, because I mean, in Gloucester, we haven't got a Fred West Museum. Nothing at all.
You see, yeah, because we basically have lots of where I'm from, because St. Patrick's buried there, have just lots of we have two St. Patrick's museums, and like we kind of have this ingrained knowledge of St. Patrick.
And you've got a dozen pubs.
And like a dozen pubs, yeah.
It's all St. Patrick's.
All called the St. Patrick. St. Patrick was St. Patrick too.
How is that on St. Patrick's Day then? That must be mental.
And do you know what? Another lead on from the Robin Hood film. What about Russell Crowe maybe going to be Jor-El in the new Superman?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
That's some pretty good stunt casting right there, that is.
Although, apparently it's not confirmed.
I thought it was officially confirmed.
I thought it was.
I have heard that it's not officially confirmed, but it's kind of one of these things that's kind of in the pipeline, but, you know, really quite strong. Because he'd be interesting.
Oh, you can guarantee though. He's like, nah, mate, I'm not going to be wearing a headband. Take the headband off right now.
Yeah. You know, he is kind of... I ain't wearing a dress, mate.
Give me some trousers.
What's his ass?
Possibly have that gravitas, you know, that he could sort of maybe bring to it.
You know who'd have the gravitas? Liam Neeson.
Ooh. Oh, Liam Neeson. Wait. He's on tonight, you know. I have a very particular set of skills.
Take that, Johnny Foreigner.
He's got a good voice, though. Imagine that. Cut out, my son. Use the force.
or John C. Reilly.
As Steve Brule.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle. I'm your dad.
Particular skills. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I don't remember.
Let my daughter go now. That'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. How's that?
That was pretty
and
good.
And he actually does it in an American accent, which doesn't even come across as American in any way, shape, or form.
He's like an Irish Jedi as well, isn't he?
He is. Obi-Wan. The midichlorians are there, so they are.
Do you know who they should have cast in this role in that film?
Who?
Chow Yun-Fat.
As
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn?
It would have been amazing. Take his character from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, put it in Star Wars. There you go, job done.
Has George Lucas basically just removed now midi-chlorians again? Have they kind of like...
Oh, fuck no.
So they just don't refer to him anymore.
Been taken out of...
Well, let me look at the... let me check our usual...
While you do that, I have an ultimate question to ask, and that is...
Oh, an ultimate question?
An ultimate question.
The ultimate question.
I have an ultimate question for you.
I have an ultimate question.
Ultimate!
Ultimate question.
You have to say it in your ultimate voice.
In my ultimate voice, like
which
this.
Which I imagine would be like Hulk Hogan.
Well, I'll tell you something, brother. Or do you want my rap man, Randy Savage?
How can I give you the 26th and the ultimate question?
I'm gonna do it in my Man Randy Savage voice. Oh yeah. Now the ultimate question is this: Chow Yun-Fat and Liam Neeson. Which one is the best Obi-Wan? You can only find out one way, because who would be the best one to say lightsaber on? Oh yeah.
Are you referring to that shitty Kinect game?
I am referring to that shitty Kinect. Lightsaber on!
Lightsaber on!
That Star Wars Kinect thing looks like...
Pish.
Shit.
Yeah. Looks like rubbish.
Well, yeah. According to Wikipedia, a normal source of this information, looks like midi-chlorians are still canon. They've not been taken out. I'll do a general web search. You keep talking, boys. I'll do a general web search and see what it says.
I think we can all pretty much safely say that midi-chlorians was a mistake.
Oh, it's a mistake on the level of the stupid Superman kid from Superman Returns.
Superman kid is the cinema mistake of all time that I can't
mistake.
Even. It is the definitive ruining of. I don't think I think midi-chlorians aren't even as bad as that.
Yeah, at least midi-chlorians kind of make sense.
Well,
not in a good news. Not you can kind of see where he's coming from. You know what I mean? It's a bad decision, but you can kind of see he's thinking. All right, yeah. There's a thing that helps you communicate with the Force. Fair enough. That makes sense. Superman having a child.
Well, first of all, it doesn't make sense. If, you know, okay, the timeline of those series of films is that they took out 3 and 4, and that 3 and 4 didn't exist, and therefore Returns follows on from 2, right? But, you know, how... And I think from what I understood, the point at where Super Kid was supposed to be conceived was the point in Superman 2 where they were in the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, well, suddenly
that,
has
that's
a bed.
Supposed to be the point where they were conceived.
Business time. So
essentially, at the end of that film. at the end of that film.
It's super business time.
Come on. It's serious business time.
Hey,
at the end of that film.
10 minutes doing a Picard impression last week.
Make it so.
Make it so.
At the end of Superman 2, I don't know how, like, even if it was, say, a week or 2 weeks that he, or even, you know, whatever, a couple of days later that he decided he was going to go fly away off and find these other things. For Cyclops to think that was his kid, he must be insane. And it just winds up.
Doesn't even
make sense in the timeline. Doesn't make sense.
More importantly, what does Lois think when she finds out she's got a super kid? Does she
means,
think, hold on, I've been raped?
Yeah, well, no. They basically turn. Yeah, because one, her memory was wiped. Yeah, so how did she know it was his kid? And whenever, even if she didn't realize until the point where the wee kid throws the piano, did she not stop and go, I must have been really drunk? Or, you know, when did that happen?
Super drunk.
Yeah, when did I. You know, it makes. And plus, it otherwise just makes Lois a slut. Because she literally must have went and got together with Cyclops after, the minute that Superman left. So,
I really didn't like Lois Lane in Superman Returns.
No, she didn't work. Kate Bosworth didn't work.
Everything.
Because
The lowest thing that I'm brought up with was the very much, you know, the general's daughter, you know, the fighter, kind of seemed like Terry Hatcher and Erica Durance, you know, the really ballsy kind. Even like Margot Kidder
was. Margot Kidder is, I think, the definitive. I mean, I think Margot Kidder possibly, not a bad looking woman, but maybe wasn't as good looking enough.
When she started out, she was very pretty.
Yeah, but that's why I have some reservations regarding Amy Adams. Because Amy Adams is kind of, she's new Lois, and Amy Adams is kind of sweet and, you know,
not hard
shy,
enough.
And I don't know if she's hard enough,
Because she's supposed to be like a balls out reporter, isn't she, Lois Lane?
Yeah, she's supposed to be ballsy and sort of in your face and, you know, hardcore.
That's true.
Right, how about this here, right, how about this casting, are you ready?
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh, yeah.
I think that's
you're not taking that seriously, are you?
I could.
That was a joke.
You see, if anything, Courtney Cox would have been better because she's like ballsy.
About Phoebe.
No.
If you recast the cast of Friends and Superman, who would you cast?
If I was to recast the cast,
Joey is Superman.
Okay.
Chandler would be Jimmy then.
Chandler would be Jimmy Olsen. Ross would be Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
With a monkey on his shoulder, because a supervillain needs a monkey on his shoulder. Attack, Marcel!
Attack.
Give him, like, little monkey kryptonite claws.
The only thing about the new Superman film is, I think, apparently, supposedly, Lois Lane has a very small... is only a very small part, but...
Oh, is it an origin story again? Or
I think Jessica Biel, I could have seen her doing it, because... she plays, I thought, in A-Team, she played the sort of hard, tough kind of lady pretty well. And I could see her doing it.
You know who would be perfect, actually? Rachel, no, not Rachel Evanwood, the other one. The one who was in Sherlock Holmes. What's her name?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams. Yeah.
Oh,
she would be great.
I think she was one of them, one of the things. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead was another.
They were all good for it, weren't they?
She would have been all right, and then Olivia Wilde. I don't know Olivia Wilde, maybe, but I don't know.
Okay, then you want somebody then who's kind of like an award-winning actress who's got kind of a bit of depth and has got experience in the comic book films, and can kind of bring that aspect to it.
Don't say Natalie Portman.
No.
Or Halle Berry.
Damn it! I was totally going to say Halle Berry.
No, not Halle Berry.
Why not Halle Berry?
I actually was really, really rooting for John Hamm whenever I heard they were making a new... because I think he would be...
Well, he's like an older... If he
would have been older, but I think he would have just... he just has that, to me, that kind of... He has that Alex Ross Superman look to him.
If they did, like, All-Star Superman, that period of Superman, then it would be John Hamm completely.
He's very distinguished Superman, isn't he?
Yeah.
See, I prefer my Superman to be young. Late 20s, early 30s kind of thing.
Oh, do you know, Martin?
I do. Oh. I prefer my Superman young.
Wow.
I definitely... yeah, John Hamm for All-Star Superman, or even if they were doing just a Superman along the Alex Ross style, that would have been my guy. I think your man will be all right. What's his face? I can't even remember his name now.
Oh, Clark Kent, that's his name, isn't it? I don't know what his name is.
Clark Kent. That was another thing we were laughing about after Green Lantern, about Ryan Reynolds, and just put on a mask. It's kind of like, oh, it's clearly Ryan Reynolds because he has the most noticeable coif of hair that you've ever seen in your life. It's just his hair gives it away completely. It's this bouffant thing that sits on top of his head and they put a mask over him. And it's just like,
oh, who are you?
Then we were laughing and saying, well, that like Superman gets away with basically slicking his hair back and putting on glasses or taking off his glasses. But it's even worse in Green Lantern that nobody figures out that it's him, because it's clearly him.
Actually, that's something that's funny, because I've been watching The New Adventures of Superman recently, just from the start.
Lois and Clark.
And he starts off with the messy S-curl hair. Yeah. And then slicks back for Superman, which is completely reversed to like Clark Kent, who is slick, and then the S-curl breaks out for the
old... In the comics, he was generally slick back Clark Kent, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he still had the visible S-curl, though, whenever he was Superman, but for some reason, Lois and Clark, they never gave him the S-curl.
Well, that was Dean Cain bringing his own kind of particular je ne sais quoi to the role. You know, that's what he brought to the character. So no. Clark Kent has the messy hair.
Yeah,
because he's, you know.
I would say Dean Cain probably was okay in passing off the kind of Clark Kent Superman change.
Yeah,
I think he did it quite well.
Probably his Clark Kent was too cool though.
As well as you can do it. His Clark Kent was a bit more kind of rough and tumble.
Yeah. Well, Brendan Routh, he wasn't a bad Superman, though. He was just kind of let down by everything around him.
Yeah, I really want another film with Brendan Routh as Superman.
I think he was let down by the fact that they turned Superman into, like, a skin-tight sort of pretty boy type sort of thing. You know, like, the costume, I don't think was great. You know, he was a bit too kind of mincy, I think.
Mincy? Yeah, or Superman? You know.
See, the problem with the costume is that they had to apply with computer graphics, and it would look better as the darker kind of shade, and that's why they left the yellow shield from the back, and they made the darker crimson cape kind of thing, just so that it could mesh together with the CGI.
The CGI one.
Yeah. And I think that's a shame, really, because it's really sacrificed.
Yeah,
Superman.
I didn't understand why it was dark. Now in Kingdom Come, he has a dark suit, but that's because he's kind of like
it's
grieving, and he's kind of, you know, it's kind of
Superman 3 as well. You know, he had like that dirty suit when he was
evil Superman suit.
Yeah,
but I didn't understand why it had to be so dark in the film. Why? Whether it was that they were trying to again, maybe ground it a bit more than, you know, not have it so.
Oh, I think
bright.
It's like a color choice. Seems like they were trying to tone the colors down to try and make it not as comic booky. Like Dick Tracy was very much that kind of four color tone to it. It seems like they're trying to escape from that.
Yeah, is Comic Con coming up soon, or is it over?
Must be soon, I think.
Because, did you not see there was a thing, July 21st, 24th, there you go, somebody film, they must be setting it up now or something, I don't know where it was, or even maybe it wasn't even Comic-Con, but there was somebody, if you kind of Google the Superman shield or something, there was DC were setting up their kind of Dark Knight Rises sort of area, and their whatever they're calling, Man of Steel sort of area, and the shield is very much classic Christopher Reeve shield Superman. It looks like it's very comic Superman shield. It just looks that it's, I mean, as if it's just been lifted.
The Christopher Reeve shield though was reused for Returns. It was the same kind of shape.
It wasn't. It was.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they changed it, because there's still the ongoing Superman copyright thing.
That's true. Yeah.
And.
In fact,
the new Superboy one, I think that they've changed the shield a little bit, because there's all the problems with Superboy being owned by the Schusters rather than DC, which is why you don't get when Superboy's around, he doesn't really get called Superboy, because it's owned by supposedly owned by them, which is, you know, still ongoing at the moment. So I wouldn't
Superboy
be surprised if they changed up a little bit.
Superboy in the comics at the moment.
Yeah, because like, he's got the big DC reboot in September.
You mean the Flashpoint reboot thing?
Yeah, probably the Superboy there, he's got a different shield, and he was wearing black and white, because there's some kind of thing like DC own, they can do what they like with Superboy in a black and white costume because of adverts that came out in the Action Comics 1 back in the day. It's really weird and confusing. The whole Superman thing is such a mess.
Yeah,
In the Flashpoint, are they like putting Superman in like jeans and stuff or something?
Action Comics, which is done by Grant Morrison, which is like his first year as Superman, where he's like more of the kind of he said it's going to refer back to the kind of liberal Superman of like the 1938 Superman.
Yeah,
he didn't fly, he just jumped, and he was all kind of being on bad landlords and a bit more political.
And then there was the other thing
Superman's going to do with that, yeah.
Yeah, the other thing was then people were giving off because they've changed his costume, so it looks more like
Like armor.
They took away his red, like armor. Yeah, they've took
he's
away.
He's not wearing
his
pants. That's the George Perez one he's writing.
I miss the red pants. I'm gonna say red pants and yellow belt. You know, these things. It's like when Superman changed into the energy thing. That never took off because you changed the icon, and I don't think they can change the icon. And I won't be surprised to see Superman come back.
Do you know what I love? That we've ended up talking about Superman for about the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
You love Superman though, don't you? It's your birthday.
Well, to be honest, yeah. I think we all love it.
We do. I just
do we
nothing,
though?
Nothing. I would love nothing more than to have A, to have seen Superman Returns, B, more than it was, but I would love nothing more than to see the new film be good. And now, after I've not seen Sucker Punch yet, but now after kind of the drubbing that's got, I'm nervous more than anything else about it.
Didn't do a bad job on Watchmen, though, did he?
He didn't do a bad man on Watchmen, but what I would rather see is Zack Snyder Dawn of the Dead, because I would rather see more practical. I'm now getting nervy that it's going to be Superman 300 or Superman Watchmen, which is, you know, so very much CGI'd and slow mode.
Well, to be honest, if it's more CG Superman being super, I don't mind that, because he's not really been that super. Apart from, like,
no, I want to see him super. But I would like to see it practical. I would like to see very practical. Yeah.
What do you think?
Superman properly practical though.
What do you think about the whole casting of
practical sets? Not CGI green screen.
Yeah.
Sets.
No, I'll give you that. Yeah.
What do you think about the casting of Jonathan Kent and Martha Kent? Obviously, that's Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. I think that's pretty good choices.
Well,
because Kevin
Costner's
like a good American icon. He's like
they're homely, aren't they? Yeah, that kind of farm boy.
I think that's been heavily influenced by Smallville, though, probably in keeping it young.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think they're probably keeping it young.
Dad's got to die, though, surely. Classic Superman dad dies. Oh, Christ. Classic Superman's dad dies, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
And he does in Smallville, too, as well.
Well, he does eventually, doesn't he? Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually.
After 10
but
goddamn
he doesn't
seasons.
Die. He's not dead in the comics, is he? Or, well... I don't know what happened.
He did originally, then they brought him back after Crisis on Infinite Earths.
They brought him back when they rebooted the Man of Steel with...
John Byrne did it.
John Byrne, yeah.
Try and make him more...
Kept him alive then.
More man rather than super.
Yes. Yeah. You're blaming Smallville.
Who'll blame Smallville for whatever we like?
I blame Smallville for everything that's wrong with Superman.
Smallville's good. I like Smallville.
I know you did, but it's over now, and therefore we shall never see.
Oh, listeners, I'm sorry.
It is over as well.
Oh, have I gone?
You're going.
Are we counting this as part of the
we can have to, because I've set a timer, haven't I?
Well, it's 56 minutes, isn't it? Well, how long have we got?
We've got 4 minutes left.
Another 4 or 5 minutes.
Pause it. I'll do 5 minutes when you come back.
Although we're keeping that, I'll just keep this in. This is all kept in.
Yeah, keep it all in.
Seriously, if anybody knows why Skype does this and can tell us how to fix it, please.
And it's just me.
It only happens when I record with you, Jared.
And it's only me that happens to you.
You know what? What'd be interesting? It'll be interesting to see what happens when you go back to Ireland. And seeing if you're, because obviously you've been in the same region, haven't you? Using the same kind of thing for the past year. Because then we can sort out that it's not your local junctions.
Well, this will be interesting. I don't know, whenever I go, I don't know when, 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 I don't know when,
the same dedication and commitment that I clearly show now.
Yeah, because you're right in there all the time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Preparation second to none, you're there all the time.
I find preparation just takes up too much time. But...
Rubbish.
No. Just too much time.
Well, you're nearly back, I think.
Hello.
Almost.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? I don't know if you're in here. Have you watched the new Muppets trailer? The new.
Yeah.
Did you see the Green Lantern one?
Yeah.
And have you seen the most recent one, which is just
I love Muppets. When you see Animal play the triangle looking really upset, that makes you laugh so much. You could look so bored.
Am I back?
Right, you're back. Right, go!
Start the timer!
So we've got 5 minutes on the clock,
ding,
guys.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. We've talked about Superman enough. What's your plans? Come on, tell me something.
I don't know. I wrote down some thoughts in my notepad. Hold on.
Actually, you know what's fun, actually? I was thinking about doing a competition, but I might save it till next week if you want.
Yeah. Do you want to know what I wrote down?
Go on my
notepad. Kelly's Heroes really is awesome.
Kelly's Heroes really is awesome.
Kelly's Heroes.
And then I wrote after that, Sneakers really is awesome.
Oh, no.
That's all I've written.
This is your chance, Phil, to talk about... That's
my birthday episode. It's going to be a Sneakers special.
Oh, man.
Oh, when's that coming up?
Not long. A couple of weeks.
Wow, so you're born pretty close together then, aren't you two?
Brothers from... Brothers,
yeah, we must be.
Are you the same star sign?
I'm Cancer. Star sign.
There you go. That killed a couple of minutes.
What star sign are you, Phil?
I'm Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're both Cancer. I'm a Taurian.
Taurian.
Load of ball.
We should actually do an episode on Kelly's Heroes at some point. And
that's brilliant.
Dirty Dozen and...
the kind of good 70s war films.
I've never seen Kelly's Heroes. Does it have Green Lantern?
I just choked. You've never seen Kelly's Heroes?
No.
Never?
No. Is it like the Avengers?
Yeah. Like the Avengers. Fuck's sake.
Oh, man.
It's got Clint Eastwood and Donald Sutherland in a tank versus tigers. It's brilliant.
That's a bit unfair.
Not tiger tanks, not actual tigers. That would be even more awesome.
Oh, okay, I see. Awesome. Not, right, yeah. I was going to say that's a bit unfair, but he's
taking one of the best war films ever made.
It is brilliant.
I would say it's Clint Eastwood's secret best film.
Secret best film?
Yeah. I wrote that down before. It was like about people's secret best films. Like, that's Clint Eastwood's secret best film, and Dragnet is Tom Hanks' secret best film.
Oh, Dragnet. Do you know, I'm actually going to get that on the DL tonight.
Have you seen that music video I posted of the rap song?
Yeah. The
best video ever. Tom Hanks singing a rap. He doesn't get any more than that.
I can't remember. I don't know the words like, but...
You don't need to. It's just awesome.
How's it go? Something like that, isn't it?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Right,
best movie score ever. Go, quick.
Superman.
Man, yeah.
Not Back to the Future.
No. Although, do you know what? I've been playing the Back to the Future games on the iPad recently again because of the release. I played the first one. The first one's free, you know, Phil.
I know it's free.
Okay.
Cool. My laptop's rubbish.
It's free on the iPad.
Free on iPad?
Yeah. Did you not know?
Oh.
Yeah, get it on. It's free.
It's quite cool. It's about to go rubbish when I download the app.
So we're nearly finished anyway. Because playing that back, actually, just hearing that little starting dilly dilly, dilly dilly, just makes you go, oh yeah. No, Superman. It's gotta be.
It's a little trumpet bit at the beginning. The dur 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 dur. It's the best bit.
Right, Alan Silvestri, wasn't he? Wasn't that him?
There you go.
There we go. Thanks, Phil.
You're welcome. Feeling that? It's that little bit. Quite a bit.
It's a beautiful song.
Actually, I can find my favourite bit.
I actually, for some reason, I read the local radio station a few years back were playing like film scores, and I actually woke up to Back to the Future, and I thought that was fucking awesome. Cool.
This is my favourite bit of the score. Oh, right, ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Oh no, the timer's on!
Oh no!
What's going on?
I can't tell you why this is my favourite bit.
That sounds like Tron to me.
It's D-Rex. Yeah,
it is. It is.
I don't remember that being in the Bad Dragon bit.
I'm sorry, I'm rocking out to it now. It's a great soundtrack. Yeah, I start till I finish. I like that part of the soundtrack for two reasons. One, it's the bit when Doc Brown's getting the time machine back together in there with the lightning's coming down and stuff, and he's telling about what's going to happen. And it really makes me excited because you know shit's going to go down any second. And also, it sounds like Predator.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I like that bit of the score. Because that little section of the film when Doc Brown's kind of getting it together, it's like, there's a line on the road, Marty! You go down and drive to it! And I love that bit of the film. My favourite bit of the film, probably.
Is that... that bit you played, though, is that... That's not the main... theme
It's the Back to the Future Overture from
Back
iTunes.
Back to the Future Overture?
Yeah.
YouTube, that one.
It's like 9 minutes long.
What is this bit that I have? What is this one I have?
I've got two.
Do you have, like, the main theme?
Hold on.
Yeah. Hold on. Can you hear that?
No. There you go.
There we go.
Nothing says adventure like that
score.
Yeah,
that's what I have.
That's pretty cool.
That's the one I have.
I think we'll go over that. Bye!
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 No, we're not going out with that. We're not going out with that. There you go. This is better. We'll go out with this one.
Okay. This is dead air. Come on.
Play
my guitar and sing.
Take me away.
I don't mind. But you better promise me I get back in time.
Gotta get back in time.
Right, I'm gonna play it. Hold on. Have you heard this one? Will you hear this one?
I've stopped it now. Good moment. That's a good moment in the podcast, that was.
It was.
Can you hear
it?
Whoa!
What's that?
It's Thunderstruck mixed with Ghostbusters.
That's crazy.
What else did I have?
This is my second all-time played song on my iTunes library. Go on, can you guess what it is?
No.
Jared? You can't Shazam it, that's cheating.
I'm not Shazam it.
What is it then?
I can't really hear it.
You hear that? Should I tell you?
Yeah, it's not coming to me.
It's the theme from the original version of the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Oh, right, yeah. You love that film, don't you?
Hold on. Robert Shaw in it, he's amazing.
Let me see if this one.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, I see your Inspector Gadget, and I raise you this.
But keep listening.
Oh, hello. We hammer time.
Ooh, oh!
That's pretty cool. No, I'll give you that.
That's brilliant.
I'll Dropbox it.
Cool. Alright, Ed.
That's brilliant. Right.
There.
Okay, we'll go. Okay, it's a classic then for you.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah. Feel it. Impetuous boy!
hold on.
Wants to live forever! Die!
Right, hold on.
Die! God, Brian, bless
Gordon.
Just kind of goes on like that. It's Monkey Island, but heavy metal.
Actually, I've got one. Let me just find quickly YouTube it. This is, I don't know if you saw.
I've got two lined up. I can beat you with two, I guarantee.
Will
it.
You play yours while I find it?
Okay.
Don't nobody worry about me. Are you gonna give me a fight?
Right. I didn't want to bring this one out. But you've made me. In fact, I've got two for you.
Go on then. Bring it, tough guy.
Oh!
Oof.
Dance!
No one's a dance. Dance, dance. And I've got another one for you. This is gonna.
Bring it. Go on then.
Alright, next one. Alright. Bit of that. Bit of this.
Oh.
Have you got close yet, Brian? Yeah.
You know you gotta love it.
It's not bad. Oops. You ready, Martin?
I'm ready. Let me just turn my computer up. Hold on.
Go then.
You ready?
Go for it.
Wait. Can you hear it?
No.
Oh, really?
Really? It's Nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, hold on.
No, I can't hear it.
No, you can't hear it.
Oh, for some reason it's not recorded. Oh, hold on. I'm nearly there.
Right, but hold on. Why are we waiting on Martin?
I'll fill the air. Hold on.
I'll do it.
Oh!
We gonna do what they say can be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound down, run on Bandit Run. Ding, ding, ding. There. How's that?
Great. It wasn't the one that I wanted, but I'll play this one instead.
Phil's got going.
See, what did you listen to?
Are you playing something?
Yeah.
He's playing. We're playing? Training montage. From Rocky Four.
Oh, nice one.
I see. When you listen to this, just imagine Martin really frantically tapping on the keyboard with his mouth.
Well, I think they deleted the video that I was actually after, which was kind of gutting.
What were you after?
The Nightmare theme, but there was two different versions.
Have you ever heard the 18 theme, but the electronic version from like the fifth series?
Yeah, we put that
shocking.
On.
Yeah, it was shocking. Horrible, yeah, yeah, terrible.
What was it? Where was this thing at?
Let's see if I can find something.
Well, I see we kept to our hour on the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Dun, 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 dun.
I had something else.
I got something else for you.
It's an interesting insight into the.
It's my son's favorite Bond song. By
see,
a country mile.
I can raise that. Hold on.
It's like guitar, listen to it. Yes, he does. a woman. Sorry. A woman.
A woman?
I've got the good head. A woman.
A woman? A woman?
That's a direct quote from Moonmaker, isn't it? I've got the good head. A woman.
A woman?
A woman. Make it so.
Make it so. Woman.
Can you hear that?
No.
No.
Really? Oh, for fuck's sake. Forget me, then. You carry on.
You're letting us down, Martin. You're letting us down.
My are so good that they're just cancelling out all noise.
Really?
Yeah.
Screw you, computer.
That's why I was pretty much shouting, can you hear that?
Can you hear
it? Can you hear it?
Oof. There's one.
That's a good one.
A bad one.
Do you know what I have as well? Which that's what I'm trying to find. Do you remember back when the new Star Trek film was coming out and they released like this amazing trailer?
Oh, you're looking for the Dark Knight theme?
No. Oh, I thought I had it on my...
It's not a film, but this is an awesome soundtrack music. Go away.
History repeats itself.
You're the best around. Okay.
This must be really, really interesting for people to listen to.
This is also quite hard to do. This is my favourite moments in film. This is, but go my favourite bit of music. But with the visuals, it's amazing. I've guessed the film in the moment.
Sounds like Terminator, but I don't know.
Nope. Any guesses yet?
Oh my, it's so familiar.
It is familiar.
Keep going.
Predator?
No.
It's either Predator or...
You're in the right year-ish.
Huh?
You're kind of near the right year. I'm going to keep going. It's not my really favourite bit yet, so I'm going to keep playing and screw you guys. Screw you, listeners. I love it. Any takers now?
No. Commando?
Nope.
It's not Back to the Future 2, is it?
Nope.
Wait, it's Star Trek, isn't it?
Star Trek?
Nope.
I was going to say Wrath of Khan, yeah.
It is the bit from Aliens where they escape from the planet and then you can
do
a plane loads.
And
the whole screen goes white. I love that bit. The music builds.
Do you remember when they did a trailer for Star Trek and it had this on it?
No, moving on.
Hold on. I maybe need to fast forward a bit. Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
Because I love this song. I'm playing it lots at the moment.
Yeah, was it Michael Giacomo music, whatever his name is?
No, it's...
He does good music, he does.
Two Steps from Hell. It wasn't actually in the film, it was just used for the trailer.
Yeah.
I think that's probably... I can't even think of much more. I've got this.
Oh, Super Ted! Yeah!
There.
That's pretty cool.
I'm looking on my iPhone now because I've got something that can beat that. Fill the gaps.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Super Ted. Super Ted. Here come the
fuzz. The Hot Fuzz theme for an episode of TV show.
Let me get this bit. Hold on.
Stay there.
Yeah.
Well,
the music should kick in soon. It just does a lot of talking at the start.
I've got a bit of music we can go out on then.
Do you know that this is that Alan Harworth mix?
Yeah, that thing's awesome. Yeah, lethal listeners, download the Alan Howarth podcast.
Yeah, you need a Resident Advisor podcast episode.
Yeah.
Mine's ready when you're ready.
One of mine.
I just want to hear the people that they live. Come on. Why don't you... Carry on with what you're doing.
I would say the rest, but it's fucking only loaded that.
Okay.
Fuck you!
Well, we've gone over with the alarm hasn't really worked, but...
Anyway.
The alarm worked, we just got started playing music once we heard D-Rez. And that was it.
Oh, well.
We'll go out on this. Bye. Big trouble in little China.
We got big trouble in Little China. Are we finished now?
I'm finished.
I think we are.
Happy birthday!
Just remember what old Jack Burton does when the earth quakes and the poison arrows fall from the sky and the pillars of heaven shake. Yeah, Jack Burton just looks that big old storm right square in the eye and says, give me your best shot, pal. I can take it.
See, I would have said go for some women and go...
See,
that's why you're not Jack Burton.
And that's why I'm also single.
And that's why I am.
No. Bye.